שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר תלמוד 10 הספירות כרך ו.
We're reading from the study of the 10 Sefirot, volume 6, part 16, page 2077, the three olamot, Briah, Yetzirah, Nasiyah, table of questions to the matter, question 302. You can send us your questions to kab.tv. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. Part, volume 6, part 16, page 2077, question 302. Why did Bi'ah fall below the Parsa, since the Kelim of Panim, the interpreter Kelim, were not blemished? Again, why did Bi'ah fall below the Parsa, since the Kelim of Panim and Teri Kelim were not blemished? The answer is on page 2088, 302. Because before the sin, also during the emanation of Katnut of Bi'ah, Zon were in the place of Abba V'Ima in Yesud. And because of that also, Der Chazeh and below were corrected in the Bechina of Malchut de Ima completely, and they had nothing of the Lor Hei, because Mochin of Ima lowered from them the Lor Hei, and Malchut of Siyum in their Chazet to the place of Parsa. Therefore, Bi'ah emerged in the degree of Zon de Atzilut. However, after the sin, when the serpent put his filth on Chava, which means that the Bechina of the Lor Hei returned and was mixed with Bina, once again, Zon returned to Vak and a point, and their Chazeh and below, which are Bi'ah, descended below the Parsa. Again. Answer 302. Because before the sin, also during the emanation of Katnut of Bi'ah, Zon were in the place of Abba V'Ima in Yesud. And because of that, also their Chazen below were corrected in the Bechina of Malchut De'ima completely. And they had nothing of the Lor Hei, because Mochin of Ima lowered from them, removed from them the Lor Hei, and the Malchut of Siyum in their Chazeh to the place of Parsa. Therefore, Bi'ah came out to the degree of Zon of Atzilut. However, after the sin, when the serpent put his filth on Chava, which means that the Bechina of the Lor Hei returned and was mixed with Bina, once again Zon returned to Vak and Nikuda, Vak and a point, and their Chazen below, which are Bi'ah, descended below the Parsa.
Questions?
Ken.
Yesterday we said that there's separation between the anterior kelim and the posterior kelim.
Exactly what he's saying here, right?
So I still don't understand his answer, where he explains why the kelim of Achoraim create the shattering, why the kelim of Panim don't descend below the Parsa as well.
Depends on the connection between them. Before the sin, the kelim of Panim, the front, and the kelim of the back, they belong to one Parsuf. Malchut of Ima shines, the Or of Ima, and Or of Ima gives the vessels, the kelim, coverage. And they are all in Atzilut. And Adam HaRishon is in Katnut. He's a good boy. Because it's all the vessels are in the state of bestowal. All the vessels of reception are concealed. After the sin, when all the vessels of reception are revealed, you can't cover the vessels of reception like before the sin, and only the vessels of bestowal, Galgalta and Naim, can be corrected. And also, they are corrected through Malchut of Ima, meaning only in the ascent and the vessels of reception of Zon, you can't use them. And the vessels of Olamot, the same. And also the Kelim of Neshamot, meaning the true vessels of the will to receive, can't be used until the end of correction. That is why, in terms of activating the plan of creation, it's activated through a very, very thin line from the world of Ein Sof until our world. And the corrections are in accordance in that thin line. So what is that thin line? As much as the vessels of reception can join the vessels of bestowal, only in a chap of the ascent, more and more and more, only like that. We draw this in a form of a line, and only at the end of correction we'll be able to truly use the vessel of reception, because then will come the difference between the vessels that can be corrected and vessels that can't be corrected, and those are corrected by the Creator. All we need to do is differentiate the vessels that can and can't be corrected, and the ones that can, we need to lead to their correction, that meaning that we ask of the Creator to correct them. We ourselves, we don't correct anything, we only always raise man. But what is the difference between raising man in vessels that we can correct, and what are vessels that we cannot correct? Vessels that we can't correct is that we cannot raise man for their correction. Because asking for correction, we always ask. There is no deed in us, we always ask. So why is Lev HaEven? Because to ask for it to be corrected, this is an action that also its prayer is not on us. We cannot ask for it. We ask for Lev HaEven, for the Creator to correct it, to start with, by wanting to correct all of the Rapach. That's it. And then, every time we ask for this to be corrected, this I can, this I can't, through all this accumulation that we ask to be corrected of Rapach, then also then, Lev HaEven, what we're missing there for Shach, it later on is also corrected.
But about the question itself, which we just clarified,
yes.
Let's say in the world of Nikudim, when the Shayat ring is made, also Galgalta in name of Zon break. But here it seems, this is the, what I don't understand, is that a bottom six of Asiya, which caused the shattering, so also everything above the Pasa too broke.
Right.
So it turns out that also Galgalta and Enaim broke, or...
Of what, Adam HaRishon?
Yes.
Of course it's entirely shattered.
They don't break.
They do.
But he explained that the panim, that the anterior, do not break.
Whose?
Of Adam HaRishon, that only the achoraim, the posterior, break.
No, there's panim of achoraim, and where does it say what you're asking about? Maybe we need to delve back into the book 302. Because before the sin, also in the time of Atzilut of Katnut Tabia, there was Zon in the place of Abba Ve'ima Ve'nishsut. And they were corrected from there, for that reason, also the Chasen below, in their Malchut of Ima completely, meaning they don't have their own Malchut, but only the Malchut of Ima. That's it. And they did not have, in terms of the lower hay, anything themselves. Meaning, Zon existed artificially. They were given a desire that's not theirs, of Binah. And then, that's how they acted. Because the Mochin of Ima lowered from them the lower five and the Malchut of Siyum in their Chazet, the place of Parsa. And therefore, Biyah, in the degrees of Zon of Atzilut, came out. Period. Here, there should be a period. That's it. However, after the sin that the snake put its filth in Chava, meaning that Heitata'a came back and was included in Binah, that's already something that we didn't have previously. So, here again, Zon came back to Vak and Nekuda, that from their Chazeh and below, which are Biyah. They went down to Parsa. So, where is he? So what are you asking?
I want to go back one question before, 301, when he's asking why in the...
201. Okay, we didn't read that. What's the question of 301? No problem to go back.
Question 301. Why in the shattering of the Kelim they broke Panim V'Achor, facing back, and in the Tree of Knowledge only the Achoraim, only the posterior?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because in the shattering of the vessels there wasn't the matter of the Ibur of Zat that made them the correction of the Kavim, and it corrects them to the Partsuf, to a Partsuf in and of itself. And therefore, when it came out, when the Gadlut of Nikudim came out to connect the Gadlut with the Katnut to a single Partsuf. Again, because in the shattering of the vessels there wasn't the matter of Ibur to the Zat. That makes in them the correction of the Kavim and corrects them to the Partsuf of. To Partsuf. Hold on, I'm confused here. Please read.
Answer 301. Because in the shattering of the Kelim, there wasn't a matter of Ibur conception yet to the Zat, which performs a correction of lines in them and corrects them into Partsuf in and of itself. Therefore, when the Gadlut of Nikudim emerged, the Gadlut connected with the Katnut into a single Partsuf. Therefore, they broke together. However, here in the scene of the Tree of Knowledge, there was already a correction of lines in the Katnut in the Ubar, and in that, the Katnut was corrected into a Partsuf in and of itself as the essence of the Partsuf.
Because there are three lines already, they can exist.
And then, when the Gadlut came, it was merely an addition. Therefore, when the additions broke, it did not concern the essence of the Partsuf, which is the Katnut. So it turns out that only the Achoraim broke and not the Panim. Only the posterior broke and not the anterior.
It turns out that correction is done, yes. Galgalta and Naim that seemingly don't require correction. Because in the shattering of the vessels, there wasn't the matter of the Ibur of Zat, that he made in them the correction of the Kavim and corrected them a Partsuf in and of itself. In the shattering of the vessels, there wasn't the Tikkun of Zat. So Zat couldn't be corrected in and of itself. So when the Gadlut of Nikudim came out, it connected the Gadlut with the Katnut to a single Partsuf, and therefore they were shattered together. This was in Nikudim. All of Zon, also Galgalta and Naim, and Achap were both shattered. However, in Adam HaRishon, in the sin of the Tree of Knowledge, it already became in the Katnut of the correction of the Kavim in the matter of Ibur, of Ubar. that by that the katnut was in to a partzuf in and of itself as the main part of the partzuf. The katnut is the main thing. And then when the gadlut came, which is the addition, it wasn't only but the addition itself. And therefore when it shattered this addition, it wasn't related at all to the main part of the partzuf, which is the katnut, of katnut, because only galgal tanaim was left. Only a chap shattered. So what are you asking?
So maybe
I don't know. So a chap of Adam what remained under the parsa and couldn't go up?
I didn't understand.
The lower six of Asiya.
No, this isn't Adam Arishon. Adam Arishon is a soul. It's in the Adam Arishon is in the world of Bia. It goes together with the Olamot, not that it's the world itself. The Adam Arishon is shattered. Yes. Student. Okay, so this is where I'm losing it, because the created being, he wants to bestow in the place of the six lower ones of the world of Asiya that are in the six upper ones, and that is what caused the shattering. Rav, right. Student, that is Achap, that is where Achap of Adam Arishon, Rav, yes. Student, and above that is Gilgal Ta'anayim, above Parasa is Gilgal Ta'anayim of Adam Arishon, Rav. Adam Arishon includes all of the three worlds of Bia, Rosh, Toch, and Sof. What we have below Parsa is the end of the soul. Student, there is a Chap of Adam Arishon. Rav, yes. Student, so if a Chap of Adam Arishon is shattered, why is Gilgal Ta'anayim under the Parsa? Rav, it caused a flaw to the worlds of Bia as well. This is already a different topic. We have here the worlds of Bia. Well, the worlds of Abia with the world of Atzilut, they all come instead of the world of Nikudim. Instead of the world of Nikudim, there are four worlds of Abia. And in these four worlds of Abia, there is a soul, an inner partzuf of Adam HaRishon. And he works in a state of katnut that he's born from. And when he's born from Ima, from Bina. He's a product of the Creator, which is Bina, and in a state of in order to bestow. And its gadlut comes to it from the revelation of the stony heart, which wasn't before. Not the will to receive that was before, but the true achap that inside of it is the same part that can't be corrected. And then it shatters. Now, it is said that because the its decision was in the kelim of Ima, there was the correction of the kavim. Therefore, all the shvira was in its body, and that's what needs to be corrected. There were then more falls, shatterings, but mainly its rosh wasn't shattered. And there it needs to be corrected. Rosh, Gorono, all these things we need to see where they are. And the main thing is only to correct its vessels of achap. Yes.
So, vessels of panim of Adam HaRishon, for the time being they are complete, whole, Ima guards them.
You think that maybe you're asking, where are the vessels of Adam HaRishon in me? But we need... There is a matter of there's a matter of reaching these vessels, and there is a matter of correcting them, or correcting ourselves to be in them, and then we only need to be included in them or to be corrected themselves. They themselves don't need to be corrected because they come from Bina.
So they seemingly didn't break because they come from Bina.
The flaw in them still exists. It's not that they cause the shattering, but they're still in the same system of the shattering. You don't need to correct them, but you need to acquire them. It's not simple, because our kli is still, it only belongs to the vessels of reception. We don't belong to Bina. We get the vessels of Bina in order to have something to start with, to have connection. But really, what we need is to update all of the kilim. I'm not finding the words.
So, can we define it as the quality bestowed that is gradually being revealed as a result of our work? These are seemingly the corrected vessels, existing vessels, that gradually, in our advancement, we create this separation and we reveal the quality of bestowal that already exists.
The vessels of bestowal, it exists all the time. I know I'm finding difficulty in explaining this. I have different thoughts. I was dealing with... Let's continue. I'll try find... Well, if not today, then tomorrow for sure. Continue. Go ahead.
We're in question 303. What's the meaning of the day you eat from it, you shall die? Answer 303. On page 2088 in Hebrew. Because before the sin, although the klipot were death, indeed they had no control in order to harm sanctity. But after the sin, after he sinned and caused the revelation of Bchinat Daled inside the man of Ima, the klipot of Bchinat Daled had a grip in him, which are the death. Because in truth, its origin was from Bchinat Daled, which is dust, but it was mitigated with the measure of mercy, which is Bina. And this is the meaning of dust from the ground, meaning Malchut of Bina, called Adama, ground. Although, by the sin, that its root was revealed from that world. By that, it came close to the klipot, the shells, and they have control over him to make him sin and to kill him. And this is the meaning of, because you are dust and you'll return to dust. Because the sin by itself revealed that its root is in the dust of this world. And therefore, in the day you eat from it, you shall die, because the matter of death was revealed in him. Again, 303. Because before the sin, although the klipot were death, indeed they had no control, no rule over him to harm sanctity. But after the sin, and causing the revelation of Bchinat Daled inside the man of Ima, the klipot of Bchinat Daled had a grip in him, which are death. Because indeed, his origin was from Bchinat Daled, which is the meaning of dust. But it was mitigated in the measure of mercy, which is the meaning of Bina. And this is the meaning of dust from the ground, meaning Malchut of Bina, called Adama, ground. Indeed, by the sin, when its root was revealed from this world, by that it came close to the klipot, and now they have control over him to make him sin and to kill him. And this is the meaning of, because you are dust, and to dust you shall return, because the sin by itself had revealed that his root was from the dust of this world. Therefore, in the day you shall eat from it, you shall die, because the matter of death was revealed in him by itself.
Is that okay or not? No, you're right. Because prior the sin, there was the matter of klipa, which is the death, although they didn't have any control to hold on to sanctity. Meaning, the klipa and sanctity were both separate. Nothing disappeared. It's all there. Just the matter is the connection between them. But after it sinned, and it led to the revelation of Chinat Daled through the man of Ima, meaning Binah, they clinged onto him, the klipot of the fourth prina, which are mitah, death. Because really, its source of Adam HaRishon was in prina daled, which is the meaning of afar, of dust. But it was mitigated in the quality of rachamim, which is binah, meaning it, which is dust from the land, meaning Malchut of Binah, which is called Adama, although through the sin which was revealed to the roots, it came closer to the Klipot, and now they have dominance over him to bring him to sin and death. And that is the meaning that you come from dust, and to dust you shall return. Meaning, it started off as being dust, and it returns to state of dust, of afar. But now in a different way, now based on his action. Because the sin itself found that its root is from afar, from dust. And therefore, in the day you ate from it, you shall die. Because the matter of death was revealed in him, meaning that he relates to it, he belongs to it, it's his nature. And now he needs to prefer the vessels of bestowal upon the vessels of reception and do scrutinies and raise man until he corrects himself through Hitkalelut in Bina. And what remains of him, which is its natural part, which is Lev HaEven, which is his entire life, all his foundation. That's what he has in him. Not Hitkalelut. So by correcting its Hitkalelut, he then scrutinizes its part that is without correction, and then the Creator corrects it. So the main thing is that he clings to the Creator by correcting all of the vessels of bestowal, that he wants to exist in them, and the vessels of reception that are there, although it's the main part of its nature, they then correct. Questions?
How come Adam HaRishon wasn't created in three lines? He came in Bia, and we learned that they...
The matter of three lines didn't even exist. It's only in the world of Nikudim. When it was formed in the Rosh of the world of Nikudim, alone, and in the Guf it didn't exist, because there was a Bchina Dada there, we need to learn the Gadlut of the world of Nikudim. But to start with, without raising man, without the desire to tie Malchut and Bina, you can't build the three lines. One line comes from below, and another line comes from above, and their combination is the third line.
So, how come in Bia they came out in Katnut in three lines, Gimel Kavim?
This is through the upper one.
So from this system, there was created something that doesn't have that thought, a part that would not break apart. How come Adam HaRishon shattered completely?
There isn't partial in spirituality. We need to learn this concept. I can't just explain it out this... simply. Ima, the mother, is shattered not because she is shattered. In the kelim of Ima also, they themselves don't go through shattering. We need to understand what is the matter of shattering, that I won't be able to hold on to my correction of the kelim, meaning not that I myself are shattered, but my attitude towards the vessels of reception is now not working, and that's called that I shatter. But towards the vessels of bestowal, towards katnut, no. It can exist. Adam HaRishon, again, after this shattering, there will be many, many shatterings until we know ourselves in this world as a foundation, as a point from which we need to make corrections. You think that we're approaching directly the correction of Galgal Ta'anayim? No. We're approaching the correction of the shattering in a form of Tzimtzum. And after the Tzimtzum, we then start entering Ibur of the Upper One. Not that we correct, we annul constantly over and over and over again. So in our annulment, we acquire in the Upper One the correction of Galgal Ta'anayim. Because they are born to the Leidav Partsufim Galgal Ta'absak. Here is Ibur. It's a completely different matter. When I cancel and cancel and cancel myself, and the Upper One does this to you. So, even though the vessels of bestowal didn't need to be shattered, because Bina is shattered, how can that be? But we, when we need to correct it, we need to correct it to start with our attitude, because we come from the Malchut. I'll find the words for it. Tomorrow I'll answer you. Please, God. In a complete manner, I was studying something that now it's difficult for me to jump to a different place. Happens sometimes. Yes, Yochai.
Good morning, my teacher. Rav, you just mentioned the restriction. What is that?
Tzimtzum? Tzimtzum, restriction, is usually when a person restricts his own will to receive, not to be used in it, because he can locate for himself something more important than his will to receive, a different desire. It depends on the importance. Yes.
So if there will be something that's more important than me, then I'll be able to...
So you restrict your desire.
Mine?
Yours. Let's say you come to a lesson. Instead of sleeping, it's important for you to sleep, that you can restrict that desire to sleep and come to the lesson, because the importance of coming is greater.
And only later comes the matter of intentions and everything, after the restriction? Well, why did I come to the lesson, as you said?
Yes, to build a partsuf of bestowal, you need to go through a few actions. The first action is that you rise above your desire. You rise above it to a desire of the Upper One. Otherwise, how will you bestow? So you need to make a tzimtzum upon your desire. That's called make your desire as His desire. And then you can make some kind of action that's for His benefit. So He's interested in that. He wants it. And you aren't. So make your desire His desire, that you make His tzimtzum, His desire, as your own, in order to realize this, and you realize it, and that is called the action of bestowal.
You can give an example for that, Rav?
Help me give an example. In that too, I'm not really capable today. An example? Well, in the group, you want to rest, you have a problem, you have headache, tummy ache, or you're in bed. But the group decided that they're getting together. And you need to calculate. If you won't come, then they'll be missing a piece, the tenth. It's a disaster. They won't be complete. They won't be able to complete man, to ask, to pray to the Creator. You're not just absent, but you're harming this entire gathering of everyone. Eventually, they want to give contentment to the Creator, so you're harming the Creator. And then you calculate upon all these things. Not because you're scared of having troubles, but because you increase the importance of the group above the importance of your own body, and you come and you participate with them. And this participation is in their desire and not your own, and in the desire of the Creator, not in their own. And that's how you reach bestowal. Meaning you then thank the Creator for giving you such an ability to sleep, and He gave you this mind and heart to correctly decide, and the strength to pull yourself into the group, etc., etc. Yes?
You're telling me you'll have strength above all my calculations that awaken in me to do something above it?
Yes. And then you're thankful. You understand that it comes from the Creator. There are such things sometimes that you're lying there and you want to sleep, for example, or something, and suddenly you have such a thought, but I need to do this and that. You're not happy for such a thought because you were lying down and resting. But this thought comes and it bothers you. Why do you now remember this? So you should know that it comes from the Creator. That it's Him not letting you rest. Okay, Garik.
I forgot. What is Hai Alma?
Hai Alma is when you have a good time. Although it's higher here because it speaks of spirituality, but Hai Alma is the life of the world.
Whose root? It was revealed that its root.
That its root is from the Lev HaEven, from the will to receive. In order to receive, that there's no correction of it, that is completely
stony heart.
Let's say, yes. It's not exactly stony heart, because it speaks of those who attain the life of the world. These are people that are Kabbalists, that fall to it, and from that they rise, and from that they fall again and rise. When Baal Salam studied in the Kollel in Mea Shearim neighborhood in Jerusalem, there's an area there called Kikara Shabbat. So in a building there, there's high ceilings. It's maybe three stories, but it's like seven today. So there, it says in big words, in big letters, Chayei Olam. That's where he studied when he came from Poland. That's how it is.
Beseder.
Okay.
Ken.
Yes.
Dennis from Moscow is asking, why is the katnut the basic state and the gadlut only the addition?
Because all of our corrections are corrections not in our vessels, but in Kilim of Ima. There are questions and answers about that. We need to arrange questions and answers that are organized according to the right order, and to release some kind of book on this, because it really is important. Katnut is the most important thing, and Gadlut is the addition. There's also an article about it, that we need to yearn for Katnut and not for Gadlut. The matter of Agbala, Shamati, Nun Gimel. So that's it. Because our vessels of bestowal that we're adhered to Ima, but Gadlut is constantly until we can join these vessels of Malchut to vessels of Ima, and joining these things is always incidental, that it comes and goes more or less, that it passes on from one place to the other, like a king taking his treasure from one country to another. That's how we do it, until we pass on all the rapach from Malchut to Ima, and what remains below Malchut is only the stony heart. And then it is corrected, and there is a general correction as well. That's the work. Yes.
Rav, Ubar, Ibur, all those states we learned about, Chafetz Chesed, on what coarseness of youth does it work?
There is a matter of degree, there is a matter of coarseness. Ubar can be in a little lice, or in a bird, or in an animal, or in man. That can be an embryo, and also in a son of a king. Ubar, embryo, can be on all levels. But Ubar is always the coarseness of Shoresh, of the root.
I'm talking about us, the little ones, between us.
I don't understand what an embryo is between us.
He annuls himself, on the one hand.
That's it. So what you're annulling, you can't measure it as ayahs, therefore take it as an embryo.
So what's against it is the coarseness, seemingly?
Yes, what you overcome, what you annul to. Kiev.
I have two questions. First one, how can a person describe to himself that among the worlds that are really just vessels, there's another vessel, the Partsuf of Adam HaRishon? How can we imagine that? Certain fields, and there's a field inside a field. And also between the worlds, there are certain limitations, restrictions between them, and he is between them. How is that possible?
Our world, you listening, Vlad? Our world is built according to the spiritual world. And that is why we also have the same structure. There is the world, and we that are in it, with Domem still vegetative, animate, and speaking, and the world is multicolored. Look what we have around us. Look at the still and the vegetative and animate. So what are you asking about? How is there one inside the other? It's like little balls inside one another. Kabbalists explain it. It's like onion rings. Like the Russian matryoshka, doll in doll. That's how it is. Okay, let's move on to the next part.
We'll go to the next part of the lesson. Before that, a song.
Shemati, Shemati, let us spread this light. Shemati, Shemati, we must all unite.
World is changing, it's changing fast. Economy is crashing. We can't figure out, we don't ask why. Nature is talking, it speaks to us, but we don't hear a word. It's a global connection. Its next blow will be much worse. Let's reveal the message.
shamati, love will light the way. Shamati, shamati, I heard a wise man say. Shamati, shamati, let us spread this light. Shamati, shamati, we must all unite. Chasing pleasures all our lives, what is the purpose? No satisfaction on to the next. You tell me, is it worth it? What we long is to be loved, because we're all connected. So let us join our hearts as one, we'll never feel rejected. Shamati, shamati, love will light the way. Shamati, shamati, I heard a wise man say. Shamati, shamati, let us spread this light. Shamati, shamati, let us all unite. La 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 la. Shamati, love will light the way. Shamati, shamati, I heard a wise man say. Shamati, shamati, let us spread this light. Shamati, shamati, let us all unite.